Why every candidate is campaigning in African capitals. Africa's 54-member bloc in the General Assembly makes it the largest single regional grouping in the United Nations system. While the General Assembly formally ratifies rather than selects the Secretary General, African states' relationships with Security Council members, including holders of rotating non-permanent seats, give the continent informal leverage that far exceeds its formal role in the process. Every serious candidate has taken note. The courtship reflects a structural reality. France's enduring relationships with Francophone Africa, China's decade of Belt and Road infrastructure investment across the continent, and Russia's expanding military and political presence in the Sahel through Wagner-affiliated operations mean that African governments serve as pivotal brokers whose signals are read carefully. Bachelet has reportedly been particularly active in African outreach, drawing on credibility built during her tenure as UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. All five permanent members. Macky Sall's candidacy is the most explicit expression of African ambition for the role. He chaired the African Union during a turbulent period for the continent and brings head of state credibility that few candidates in any cycle can claim. His structural obstacle is equally explicit. He is technically out of cycle under the rotation convention. His campaign appears to be operating on the premise that a deadlock among Latin American candidates could create an opening, and that sub-Saharan Africa, which has not held the Secretary General position since Kofi Annan's departure in 2006, has a legitimate claim to renewed representation. Espinosa, for her part, brings a credential no other candidate holds. She was the first Latin American woman to serve as president of the UN General Assembly, giving her direct experience managing the deliberative politics of the full 193-member body. That she has not broken through in the straw poll numbers despite that resume reflects how intensely competitive the top of the field has become.